Well, I look at the terrorist attack in Pensacola as very troubling, JJ, especially this many years after 9/11. One would think that we would have had a better screening process in play to rule out this kind of insider threat. I do know that there's a good number of Saudi pilots that have allegedly been grounded in the United States, but I would hope that someone's revisiting all that due diligence and background investigation process to try to determine if there's any other sleepers that could have embedded themselves onto our military bases, even in a contractor kind of capacity. When you look at the domestic threat, JJ, I think it's one that we consistently have to stay on top of. You know, if you look at what's transitioning today in Europe with the State Department raising the travel alert status due to terrorism threats in Belgium is somewhat concerning because this is on the heels of the attack in London as well as the attack in The Hague. And then we see grassroots jihadists being picked up in Vienna planning terrorist attacks on during the holidays. So it's that time of year again that bodes well for all of us to stay alert.
Talking about first the situation with the Saudi pilots and the possible contractors, how does that vetting process work, or how should it work?
Well, in a perfect world, you would hope that the visa application process that takes place would rule out any kind of person that is affiliated with a terrorist organization, but obviously that did not work in this case. So clearly you have to revisit that. That process typically does work with national agency checks on those applicants. I would guess that these Saudi pilots were sponsored by the kingdom. So there's an issue there. Who's vetting and taking a look at that list before it leaves Saudi Arabia? That's where it begins. So that's what I would be looking to fix if I was back in the saddle on that process. I would want to make sure that that list of names I got was as thoroughly vetted as I possibly can.
One of the things that troubled me is there were others who were aware, at least in some part, of the ideas and thoughts that this individual who carried out the attack had, including folks who attended the party. There supposedly was a person who videotaped it. There were others who supposedly watched it, but none of them went to the authorities to say anything to the authorities. And I'm wondering what that tells you about this situation.
Well, it's troublesome. It gets back to your typical insider threat kind of problem. And as corny as it sounds at times, you know, see something, say something is what is incumbent upon each and every one of us. Now, you would like to think that that behavior would have been reported, but, you know, obviously it wasn't, and tragedy ensues. So clearly, I'm sure the FBI is looking at all those other students associated with that suspect to try to determine what they possibly may have known or what could have been said beforehand. So, you know, I think the Bureau does a good job once, you know, the cat is out of the bag, so to speak, to try to fix any other ongoing process. But it's a shame that, you know, consistently, JJ, you know this as well as I do, that you're trying to put the toothpaste back in the tube once an incident happens.
Very good point. Over to Belgium. What have you learned about that situation and what may be behind this warning?
Well, clearly, that's troubling to me because, again, you have to put it in context with you've had three Chechens picked up with an Islamic State plot in Vienna targeting the Christmas markets. Now, that appeared to be neutralized early on in the plot, you know, on the heels of the actual attack in London with the fake suicide vest. And that individual was a reformed terrorist suspect, if you could ever reform some of these suspects. Then you've had random knife attacks at The Hague at a Hudson Bay store. And so you look at this and you think clearly the IC, at least the U.S., believes that these kinds of attacks will persist. You know, the troublesome part, if you're a traveler or if you're listening to this to your program, JJ, is that literally you could look at any major capital in Europe and not be touched by this threat. So, you know, again, it behooves everyone to think about their travel and think about maintaining that high degree of situational awareness wherever they might be, especially in some of these targeted sites.
All right. So you've already touched on the Vienna situation, so I'll pass on that. Is there anything else you want to add that I haven't asked about that you think is important?
Well, I think this will continue. I think just from a forecasting perspective, if you look at this trend line, it doesn't bode in the right direction. So these kinds of soft target threats will persist leading on up through the holidays.
Fred Burton, Vice President of Intelligence at Stratfor. JJ Green, WTOP News.